This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Where you been? You weren't allowed to take a three-day vacation, a three-day weekend, like we were. Well, some of us were. But nice to be back with you, and welcome back to those of you that are just kind of coming up for air on this Tuesday, February the 18th, 2025. AMAC is with us back in our D.C. Half Street studios, where I am not. Feeling a little bit less than stellar today, let's just put it that way, and didn't want to... And if you hear me clear my throat and all of that stuff, and if you suddenly sense like that I'm just gone and it's not by design, well, you can probably figure out two and two. But we're gutting through it. We're laboring through it. We are fighting through it. I am working from home today from the home studio. Doc is out on personal business, so he is not with us today. And, he was on in this time slot yesterday. So, for those of you that missed DOC, you can check out the podcast on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, or I guess on 106.7 as well, because it was simulcast from 10 to 2 in Kevin's slot and then an hour into my slot, and obviously for JP and B. Mitch. So, with all of those particulars established, we have plenty of room, and I mean plenty of room, for you to hop aboard on the phone lines at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Don't have anybody scheduled as of right now. We might add somebody later on in the showgram, but for right now, it's me and you and a little bit of AMAC. And we will get through together until 4 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. So in case you're just kind of, again, coming up from air from the three-day weekend, you missed a lot, quite honestly. Like, the notion that sports slows down or the notion that sports kind of goes away when the NFL goes away is just always absurd, right? It's just not true. It's a figment of people's imagination. Oh, no. I mean, I saw this from many people on Sunday. Oh, no. What are we going to do? There's no sports on Sunday, or there's no football on Sunday the first time. Now, listen, I get that you're missing football. Got it. But the notion that there is nothing to watch and no sports on, that's not correct. There was plenty on. There was the Daytona 500. There was all sorts of men's and women's college basketball. There was the NBA All-Star game at night. I think Sunday was a day off from the NHL face-off Four Nations thing because they were heading from Montreal to Boston, where they played yesterday afternoon. And, of course, they played in Montreal Saturday night, which we'll get into. So there was no hockey. I guess there was some golf on. I didn't see that. There's so much still going on. People, there is a world, believe it or not, that exists outside of football. Okay? I'm not telling you what not to love and what not to like, because I don't like a lot of it. Okay? The older I get, I like less and less. I'm crankier and more, not in line with what I used to be, where I pretty much liked everything, right? But this notion that there's nothing to watch, no sports going on, nothing to fill the calendar. Oh my God, what are we going to do with a Sunday without football? People, please give it a break. I mean, there's 2,000 football games on between the NFL and college football every day of the week. I mean, outside of maybe Tuesday night. And even on Tuesday night, I think, like, the Mac plays. Like, give it a break. Find something else to do. Clean your refrigerator. Clean your pantry closet. You know, if you can't go out and mow the lawn or weed the garden or something like that, I don't know. Go take a walk. Do whatever you got to do. You're fine. You're good. We can all get a break from football. And really, there's no break from football from the sense of what we talk about, what we care about, and what we focus on, certainly on this show, and I think pretty much every other show, because with the Commanders playing obviously all the way until the conference championship game, the normal length of the offseason was shortened by a couple of weeks, by 3 weeks, as a matter of fact. And you had that, and then on top of that, then you go right into Senior Bowl week and then Super Bowl week, right? And then the kind of fallout from there. And we're only 1 week removed from that, right? So you got a long time to go before you see an actual football game of the NFL or college football variety. Obviously, the Spring League, what do they call that? The UFL? Yeah, I guess it's the UFL now. They've had so many different names. It's hard to keep track. They are coming back, obviously, but they're not even set to take over. I think that's late March, if memory serves me correct. But we have so much football to talk about on the show from a Commanders and from an NFL perspective that we will continue to do that, because the NFL, while they don't play games at this time of the year, they keep you busy. You know, I say on Twitter or X or whatever, you know, it's a 380 day a year, 28 hour a day, 8 day a week sport. Well, I mean, ha ha ha. Maybe that's not that funny, but the point being is the NFL always, always keeps you crazy busy. Always keeps you crazy busy. And it's not just the Commanders, obviously. I mean, look at the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, what team in the last 24 hours has created more headlines and more buzz and more juice than the Cincinnati Bengals? We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Cam Ward and some of the things he said. We're going to get into the Commanders, Pete Prisco's top 100, broken down by team in terms of free agents, not top 100 ranked players, free agents. Right? Because that's what we're talking about at this time of the year. Again, it's February 18th. The league year starts less than a month from now. But there's all sorts of things before that. The combine, all sorts of rumors. Trades can be unofficially agreed to and orchestrated, and they often have. You will hear more and more of that during and after the combine. So you have all of that going on. In addition, you have the fallout from the NBA All-Star game in the second half getting back underway. I think there's a game tonight, Lakers. I thought I heard that, but I haven't double checked that. And on top of that, you have the Four Nations face-off where USA and Canada are going to go at it on Thursday. Not big injury for Team USA. Charlie McAvoy of the Boston Bruins out. So they're bringing in defenseman Quinn Hughes, who's on his way, according to Mike Sullivan, the head coach of the Penguins and Team USA, as they go for the championship win on Thursday night in Boston against Canada, who they beat 3-1 in Montreal Saturday night. So you have all of that, right? We will cover it all. But I wanted to start the show with this. the NBA All-Star Weekend was played out, and a lot of people did not like it, of course. And I've heard a lot of the reaction, both on social media and quite honestly on ESPN, right, where they just talk nothing but NBA at this time of the year and for the next couple of months. They'll talk a little college basketball when the tournament bracket comes out, but that's about it. And, you know, a little bit of NFL free agency. I shouldn't say that. A little bit of NFL free agency, but that's really it. I mean, it's like 90% NBA. Because, quite honestly, that's what Stephen A. Smith knows. He doesn't know anything about anything else. But that's what Stephen A. Smith knows. So that's what they talk about, right? But anyway, I've heard a lot of the discourse about the All-Star game Sunday night, the All-Star weekend, Draymond Green's comments, Oscar Robertson's comments to him. Kevin Durant is annoyed at people that are complaining about the NBA All-Star game. And I will say this. Friday night, the young stars, rising stars, whatever the hell they call it, the celebrity game, not for me. Not at all for me. No interest at all. Saturday night, a little bit of interest, slam dunk, three-point, skills competition. You had two guys cheating on the same team in Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama. Cheating might be a stretch going against the rules and the normal circumstance to do their thing and to make a mockery out of it. You had Mac McClung, who's not even in the NBA, winning again the slam dunk contest. But he's a local guy, so, you know, we'll give him a little congratulations and pat on the back for a little guy who, again, doesn't play in the NBA. This isn't new. I mean, he's been around. He's played a little bit in the NBA, but he doesn't play in the NBA on a regular basis. Let's put it that way. For him to win the slam dunk contest 3 years in a row, I don't know. It's pretty interesting. That's the nicest way I can say it. It could be considered pretty laughable. And then you had the All-Star game with the new format and the Young Stars team versus one team. And Charles Barkley is drafting and Shaquille O'Neal is drafting and Kenny Smith is drafting. And they're all playing against each other in kind of mini games up to 40. And then they switch and then they go to this and then they go to that. And listen, I understand that the NBA is probably in a no-win situation here. There's not much that they can do to get multi-millionaire players, and some are billionaires. I understand there's not much they can do to force them to care and play with passion, right? Money doesn't work. Threats and pressure and media pressure doesn't work. You know, you just have to care or you don't care, right? It's all there is to it, right? I mean, I could do a show every day and I could care about the show or I could not care about the show and I could go through the motions. And, you know, there are times naturally, and I'm just being perfectly honest, where you go through the motions, right? Where you are fighting it, where you just don't feel like you have it. It's hard, right? Just like it is at your job, wherever you might work, for the federal government, locally, insurance, whatever it is that you do, right? Where you are putting on a strong face, where you are trying to give it whatever you got, but you just don't have it. And then there's times where you just don't give up. Okay. And maybe like around the holidays or, you know, a Friday right before Christmas or whatever might be one of those days. And again, a younger me would have said that's absolutely inexcusable, unacceptable. An older me understands how hard it is to go 110% of the time or even 100% of the time, all the time. To give a, you know, and I don't know if that's age, exhaustion, I'm not sure. But I do understand, quite honestly, the players that come to wherever the All-Star Weekend is, and in whatever sport, but specific to this, the NBA, and They just don't treat it the same as a regular season game or certainly a playoff game. They just don't. And I kind of get it. I never used to get it. I kind of get it now. The game means absolutely nothing at all. There is no pride anymore in terms of Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. There is so much between union and free agency, player movement, player collaboration, buddy-buddy, let's be brothers, again, all of that collaborative stuff. There is so much of that, it's hard to go out and say, all right, I'm going to crank it up on a Sunday night and really get going after a big shindig weekend in which everything's about, again, the star spectacle of the sport. And there probably has been no other sport that has embraced the individuality and the star aspect of professional sports than the NBA. They just have. That's how they've survived. It's not because it's a great sport. It's not because it's a great product. It's not because the athletes are any better in that sport than in football or in hockey or in baseball. They're not. Trust me, they're not. And anybody that thinks they are is crazy. Okay? But here's the bottom line. The problem is you have this event and everybody expects you to give a damn. I'll clean it up. Everybody expects you to play really hard and really intensely, like you would on a Tuesday night on TNT, or a Wednesday night or a Friday night on ESPN. If you're going into Boston and you're taking on the NBA champion Boston Celtics and you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, you're going to play balls to the wall. That's the way you're going to do it, right? That game means something. If you're in a playoff chase, obviously, this game means nothing. Nothing. And no format, no amount of money, no reward, no nothing is going to make them care any more than they do. None. I truly believe that. And here's why I truly believe that. Because what is working for the NHL, I don't believe truly exists in the NBA unless we're talking about the Olympics, in which there's a gold medal at stake. Meaning, you can have an international brand or an international battle, which is the format that they don't really have right now, which the NHL is having a lot of success with. And you can have that. You can have USA versus the world next year if you want. I genuinely think in a one-night exhibition or even one-night non-exhibition, you might get guys that care a little bit more than they currently do. But you're not going to get, if your goal is to match what happened at the Olympics in Paris last summer, when Steph went off late and all that, and they narrowly avoided upset defeats in a couple of games and ultimately won the gold medal, you're not going to get that in a one-night standoff. You're not. I truly don't believe that, because I think what made that special and what has kind of made the Four Nations face-off NHL thing special is it's a tournament, and you have a chance to build up a lather. You have a chance to build up a little bit of a rivalry. You have a chance to say, you know what? I don't bleeping like that guy. So I'm going to have three fights in 9 seconds like USA and Canada did on Saturday night, even though they had not played in the tournament yet. They had three fights right off the bat, 2 seconds in, 3 seconds in, and 9 seconds in. You had the natural country competitive rivalry stuff. You had the hostile atmosphere in Montreal. But you also had, hey, man, this isn't the end. This is part of a tournament, a little mini tournament, in which it kind of simulates the Olympics. But it's not for a gold medal. right? We know that. It's just for basically bragging rights and some sort of country supremacy. So maybe that would work in the NBA if it was a multi-game, multi-team country tournament type thing. But it's not, in my opinion, going to work on a one-night-only deal. Now, you might say, well, that's crazy. Of course it should work. One night only, you give up everything for that one night. Okay, I could see that. I could see that. And again, I'm not telling you that they wouldn't care a little bit more than they currently do. But I don't believe just one night, Sunday night of NBA All-Star Weekend after the slam dunk and the skills and the three-point and the young stars and the this and the that, if you just put up Team USA versus the world, right, and every other country was the world, right, and All-Star teams are abound, I truly don't believe they would care that much more. I think you would have to shut down the league for basically a week and a half, 2 weeks, which is what the NHL has done, to kind of build up some lather, to build up some kind of animosity. And I also think hockey players are way, 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 way different than NBA players. We'll explore a little bit more of that, plus get your calls. What do you think about the notion that the only thing to save the NBA All-Star game would be a one-night USA versus the world, or a multi-week, again, week and a half, 2 week, shutdown of the league, USA versus the world, type of bracket competition, which we're seeing with the NHL and the Four Nations face-off. What do you think about that as being the answer, the solution, the next step? Or is there something that I'm missing about the single individual game? And I think I'll give you something that I think people don't want to talk about, but is very, very, very real when we return. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a back-to-work Tuesday after President's Day weekend. Good to have you with us. AMAC with us. Be nice to him. You can give us a call, 301-230-0980. You want to follow us, file off a tweet. It's at WrestleMania621. The radio station is at Team980. Help yourself, whatever way you want to get aboard, right here on a Tuesday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, little Hotel California, huh? Yeah, the NBA was in California, Northern California. I think I saw this, right? Did they do... Hey, Mac, I don't know if you saw this, paid attention to this. Did they do the Friday night thing in Oakland?
No.
And the Saturday and Sunday back in San Francisco?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think I saw that. But I'm not 100% sure because, again, I simply refuse to watch the Friday night. There is a no chance in hell. It's hard enough to watch Saturday and Sunday. There is zero chance on the Friday night of NBA All-Star Weekend. I am watching, Kevin Hart and a bunch of celebrities that I don't give a rat's ass about run around and make fun of each other and make a mockery of the game. No chance. But I believe I saw somebody... maybe it was Chase Hughes from Monumental, post a picture of Oakland and the Oakland, not Coliseum, but the Oakland Coliseum was in the background, but Oracle Arena where the Warriors used to play.
Yeah, so it says that NBA takes over Oakland Arena for the first time since 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was for Friday night? Does it indicate that, right? Because that wasn't Saturday night, right? Back in San Fran.
Yeah, it looks like it was just for Friday.
Right. So actually, I think this is a good idea for the NBA. And maybe a guy like me is the only person that would care about that. But everyone turned their back on the city of Oakland. Now, the city of Oakland mismanaged a lot of it, too. But everyone turned their back on the city of Oakland. Imagine being an Oakland resident or somewhere nearby and having lost your NFL team, your baseball team, and your NBA team all within a span of what, 4 years? Imagine that. Imagine being that. Imagine living in Northern Virginia, okay? And not in DC, but in Northern Virginia, and seeing obviously the Commanders go somewhere else. Because they couldn't get a new stadium deal done. Seeing the Nationals leave and go play in Richmond, just using that as an example, to Sacramento, geographically, size-wise, what have you, because they wanted a new stadium and nobody got it done. And imagine that the Wizards, right, we'll leave the Capitals out of this, imagine that the Wizards weren't owned, say, by Ted Leonsis and Monumental, right? And by themselves, they wanted to build a new arena. They couldn't get a deal done in Alexandria. They couldn't get whatever they wanted in D.C., a Capital One arena. And they said, you know what? Screw it. We're going to go play in, all right, I'll use Baltimore. I mean, I know they used to be, but you get my point. Is we talk about stadiums and locations and traffic and this and that and who's going to pay and all that stuff. Yet we have all these teams and There's no reason to think any of them are really going anywhere. And when two of them tried to go 4 miles away, you threw such a hissy fit that you got lucky with a politician that literally was grandstanding her ass off and dancing on people's figurative graves to make her point, and had enough power to derail that because, well, the governor told Monumental one thing. They believed it, I guess. And the governor had no ability to do that. And that became a disaster. But imagine, again, all of that. That's what happened to the city of Oakland. So the fact that the NBA All-Star Weekend, in some way, shape, or form, not the big events, but the Friday night event, went basically an hour away, or almost an hour away. I've driven from Oakland to San Francisco. It is not easy, especially on a Friday, a rush hour. All of that's a little bit different, being that it's mid-February as opposed to summer or springtime. But still, not easy. So kudos to the NBA for doing that. Now the problem is they got to fix everything else. And they took a big swing at it. And some people liked it. Some players thought it was better. It was better than what it previously has been. There were obviously media critics that said, well, yeah, compared to what we've been stuck with the last 3 or 4 years, it was better. But here's the problem. Slightly better, moderately better is not what they're looking for. They're looking to avoid getting hammered by the media. And they're looking to avoid basically an embarrassing television ratings number. They want you, after they feel like, hey, this is our time to shine finally, they want you to be in love with their product. So they're going to look around and say, well, how can we fix this? And the only way I can think of fixing it temporarily is a one-night USA versus the world type of an event. Guys might care a little bit more about that. There might be a little bit more competitiveness. There might be a little bit more of a rivalry. Maybe. Or expanding that as the NHL has. Or here's another option. You know, you could abolish it completely and just say, listen, we're not going to put everyone through a dog and pony show. We are about an 82-game regular season, and we are about a grueling four-round playoff format, best-of-seven style. That's what we are about. We're not going to fool anybody by doing this. There's a problem with that theory and that point that I'll get to on the other side, because I don't think it'll ever be done really in any sport, and the reason why is something that just doesn't come up enough. But I'll have it for you in just a couple of moments. After a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so indeed, the NBA All-Star Game in the books. The NHL Four Nations Tournament off until Thursday night, USA versus Canada. There is an injury. Charlie McAvoy of the Boston Bruins going to miss Thursday night's title game. Meanwhile, Team USA is calling up, according to Mike Sullivan, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Team USA, they are calling up Quinn Hughes, the reigning Norris Trophy winner, who somehow wasn't on Team USA. He'll only be able to play if there's another injury on Team USA's defense. So we'll have that. Again, the NBA All-Star Game in the books. We were just talking about that. The second half unofficially gets underway tomorrow night. It's actually tomorrow night, not tonight. Hornets and the Lakers meeting in Los Angeles after a failed trade between the two at the trade deadline. Meanwhile, in Toronto for baseball, the Blue Jays have Max Scherzer in the fold as the team fully reports to spring training, and certainly some expectations abound, but they were unable to get a long-term deal done with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who is set to hit free agency once the World Series ends. The two sides not able to reach an agreement by the self-imposed deadline, which could mean certainly that Guerrero gets traded by the deadline as things shake out. And that's what's trending. All right, before we get out to the calls, and we're coming at you in just a sec, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let me give you the reason why. Like, I even quipped this over the week, or, basically said this on Twitter over the weekend. I think it was ESPN Bet that put it out on Monday. Yeah, I guess it was yesterday. Like, how, what do you do to fix the NBA All-Star game? And everybody's all up in arms, right? Because, God forbid, we just, you know. And I said, basically, get rid of it. Okay, which isn't that hot of a take, right? People have said, well, if players aren't going to care, and if there's no competition, get rid of it. The problem with that, while I would have zero problem, with abolishing all All-Star games. I don't care about the NFL Pro Bowl games. I'm a huge hockey fan. I don't care about the NHL All-Star game. None of it means anything to me. The baseball All-Star game, I don't care about it, but I'll watch a little bit of it because there's nothing on middle of July. Right? But I don't care about it the way I used to. Tell you that much, and neither do the players, and neither do the managers or the unions or anything like that, right? So it's just been a natural progressive build up and drop off in all sports across the board when it comes to these All-Star games. So I would be a big fan of abolishing them all, right? The problem is, and here's why you can't and won't abolish them, is for the leagues themselves, it is a massive marketing event. It is an opportunity for them to get their corporate sponsors, which drive the leagues, together for a big old weekend party. They're not going away. They're not saying, hey, this two or three night event in which however many people watch it, can see the Enterprise logo, one of the NHL's longtime core tenant sponsors, can see Chipotle, can see Sprite, can see Starry, whatever the hell all the different sponsorships and sodas and partnerships are for both the NBA and NHL and, quite honestly, the NFL and so on and so forth, right? If we abolish the entire weekend, we don't have an opportunity, essentially a convention, for the corporate sponsors, the people that are paying millions of dollars to be partners, the official soft drink of the whatever, the official burrito of the NHL, whatever the case might be. They're not going to get rid of these games or these weekends because of that. More than anything else. It has really nothing to do with, hey, man, the game sucks. Nobody cares. Nobody's really interested. It's not competitive. Let's not play it. It's how do we make it more competitive so people will watch it so that we get more eyes on this corporate logo or that corporate logo, this sponsor or that sponsor? How do we get the product to be good enough so that nobody is bitching and moaning all weekend long like Draymond Green was and embarrassing the league, right? Now, Draymond Green can get away with it. He can do whatever he wants to do because he's a four-time NBA champion and he's kind of like this renegade. But you don't want that. You don't want all of this if you're the NBA. Not in any way, shape, or form. But I guarantee you they will never, ever, ever, ever remove the All-Star game weekend component, what have you, because of the corporate affiliation, the corporate partners. It's a big convention. It's a big shindig. And that's what they care about most. Not you, not me, not even the players. They care about the corporate money. That's what it is. It's a corporate convention. All right. Out to the phones we go, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with, let me do this. Line three, AMAC tells me we have a new caller, Jacques, in Columbia, Maryland. What's up, Jacques? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Jacques, what's going on?
Calling?
I'm sorry?
think I have a solution for this whole thing.
Okay.
You can do two things.
Okay.
You can do USA versus the world.
Okay.
And eliminate the three-point shooting. No three-point shooting in that contest. Or you can do USA versus Harlem Globetrotters. So everybody going to have fun with that.
All right. Let me stop you there. I don't love that last idea because, you know, I mean, I don't even know who's on the Globetrotters at this point. I don't know how old they are. I don't know if they could play a serious NBA-style game against NBA All-Stars. But I appreciate the creativity. Let me ask you this about what you were saying about USA versus the world, which is kind of what I was sort of suggesting. You're talking about a one-night game, or are you talking about round-robin style, like basically the NHL is doing with the Four Nations, or are you just talking about one night?
One night.
Okay. And you said, and this specifically got my interest, getting rid of the three-point shot. Why do you say that? And I'm not criticizing you. I'm genuinely curious because I think a lot of the reliance on the three-point shot has helped the game in some ways, but it's also very much hurt the game in a lot of ways.
I want to eliminate the three-point so people can work a little bit harder, go to the paint and try to score.
So you're just talking about the one game, though. You're not talking about eliminating the three-pointer from basketball, period. You're just talking about in this format.
The one night.
Okay.
The one night.
It's a very, yeah. I mean, I got to be honest with you, Jack. I did not think of that. And it's like some people might think that's preposterous. I don't think it would ever happen, but it's not a bad idea because, again, I think the three-pointer has helped in some ways basketball, but I think it's hurt much more. And I for me, it would be more interesting if the game was played closer to the basket and more in the paint. For me, naturally it would be more competitive, which I think was your overall point. So it's not a bad point at all. I just don't know. Maybe for one game it could happen. It certainly wouldn't happen beyond that. But maybe for one game it would be interesting and it would give people a chance. Hey, what if the game was played basically below the free throw line almost exclusively, which is something that no basketball fan in the last however many years, decades, has seen. And that would at least provide some sort of intrigue and interest. So I kind of like that idea. It's a good call. Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I tell you what, we're going to take a timeout. We'll give Mark and Largo a chance to warm up a little bit here. We'll get him up here before the top of the hour. What about you? Is it a one-game USA versus the world format that you think would, like, I don't know, maybe wet your whistle a little bit? Do you think it's just abolish it completely, but you understand it's not going anywhere because of what I just said, the corporate convention aspect of it? Is it just fine, whatever way it is and whatever way it goes, because you realize it's an exhibition and not everybody has to care about everything so passionately? What is it, and where are you at in terms of that? Do you think a Four Nations face-off NHL-style shutdown and tournament would be the only way that they could get people to really care, to really be passionate about it? Some thoughts on that coming up as well on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up hour number one, but before we wrap it up, and we'll get into some NFL stuff, obviously, and the Four Nations and all that stuff, a lot, plenty to do there. Let's go to our pal Mark in Largo here and let him rip away at the NBA All-Star Game format and what they can certainly do to try and improve it and fix it. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
What's you
think what you said was controversial? I'm about to say something that's very, very controversial, but it needs to be said. This is bigger than just the NBA All-Star Game. This is about the game. So in that, they got a new TV deal they're getting ready to go to in this fall. Mm-hmm. First things first, Adam Silver needs to step down. Okay, and I don't know why it hasn't been done already, but Adam Silver needs to go. And here's the other thing that I think we need to get this out to. Somebody needs to go to LeBron James and tell him to retire. And if someone, and if he comes back and says, what about Bronny? Bronny will be taken care of. He'll stay with the Lakers. He'll be fine. But
yeah, Bronny's part of the league. He'll be protected.
Right. LeBron, look, this league has been leaking oil since Kobe and Tim Duncan stopped playing. Because those were the last two guys that could shield the league, the fans, from LeBron. But since LeBron has become the face of the league, people have become disinterested. Because people can't get what happened 15 years out of their head. And frankly, I don't blame them. Okay, I hate to say it, but LeBron is a great player. I think the greatest athlete to ever play sports, next to Will Chamberlain. I'm not going to say he's a great, let me rephrase great player. I think he's a great athlete. Okay, and there's a big difference between a great athlete and a great player. He's very much of a great athlete. But I think he's killing the league right now. And I think it's been, when you are the face of the league, and everybody looks at you, and then you bring your son in. And then last year, it was a joke for the draft. They never have night two for round right. two. They right. had it for because his son was in it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
sure. people. Well, and also because there's nothing.
And then here's the worst. And here's the worst part about this, Chris. You know, I used to remember when about 15 years ago, when the Republicans used to complain about how the Democrats used to protect. Barack Obama, and I was a huge Barack Obama fan. I see it with the media and how they pacify LeBron James. They've been doing it for 22 years. I've never seen an athlete, and I know you haven't either, and I know you're not allowed to say it because if you say it, you'll get thrown a lot of things to be said about you. See, I can say it because I am an African-American male, and I can say say it about this man. I mean, I've never seen an athlete in sports to get pacified like he's been pacified. And the consequences of that is the league has taken people have taken a dump on this league. He needs to retire. He's going to walk in the Hall of Fame. And Adam Silver, I don't know why he hasn't been told to leave anyway. You're getting ready to go into a TV deal coming up this fall. You can't have this mess.
Well, that's part of the reason, because he was able to get that TV deal, because he's able to make it's the same reason why Roger Goodell is not gone from the NFL, because these commissioners are so powerful and they're able to bring in so much money through the league and through these television contracts and the corporate partnerships that everybody looks around and says, well, the game's doing great. We can tweak some things. We don't have to do mass renovations. We don't have to completely demolish everything.
Because I don't.
No offense, Mark. You and me are not important. You know, we don't have the corporate dollars. We don't have the big time dollars that are keeping the league afloat.
We don't.
You know?
And the saddest part about all this is really what's so sad about this is when you look around and you see WNBA is starting to flourish. It's starting to turn a profit. College basketball, ladies and men's basketball, starting to turn a profit. Heck. Look, USL is going to do better than the NBA coming up next month.
I don't know about that.
They didn't do too badly last year.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I will say this. Women's college basketball has gone from a non-factor to, you know, being on the front burner. And it certainly takes away some of the attention. There is no doubt about it. Some of the attention from the NBA. Mark, I got to let you run. I appreciate you as always. Strong opinions. I don't agree with the whole, you know, you got to get rid of Adam Silver. You got to get rid of LeBron James. I don't think that's. And obviously we weren't talking about the NBA as a whole, kind of more talking about the All-Star game, but I guess everything kind of feeds into it. The bottom line is that while they don't do everything that we want them to do or think they should do, the bottom line is the people that matter, the people that control that stuff are happy enough because they're making, you know, they're getting a $77 billion television contract. You know, so they look at that as, hey, man, if we were so unhealthy, if we were so poorly run, we wouldn't be getting that. You know, and that's part of the problem. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. More on this coming up. Again, how would you fix the NBA All-Star Game? Is it a one-night USA versus the world? Is it the requirement that basically the NHL has gone to, which is an Olympic-style format without the gold medal, shut down the league for 2 weeks, and away we go? Because it has worked. Is it as simple as that? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.